strong? I can't think of one last word. Well, I wouldn't say, but what somebody else might say. Expect a reply? Answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and
address it. Residence or address.
A lot of people say that we should point to that.
Well, where the person lives is the address, and when you put it on an envelope, you address it. The verb is address. School teachers do. Oh. Yeah, but Lord, must have. Listen, I dealt with words all my life.
All my life.
You do when you in the newspaper business. And listen, I worked in a legal office where every comma and semicolon and anything else counted, you know, and it had to be put just right, you know, and the way anything was expressed would have a lot to do with how it was interpreted in the law. So I had training both ways. dealing with lawyers with blacks and printing business. I got it from every angle.
Every angle.
I don't mean that. Not always, but when it comes to legal terms, they have to be. Now, I don't mean you would be good at writing an essay. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in preparing a legal document. They've got to dictate it to the secretary when it comes to a legal document. Now, a letter, they might tell her, just write it,
right,
but not a legal document. Great grief, no. They'd be out of luck if they did.
If someone is feeling fine, they might say, I'm in good
health, spirits.
I suppose it's feeling very happy.
Nice.
Or if somebody can make you laugh, you say he has a good sense of
humor.
Chance?
Yeah. It's either Episcopalian or Catholic one.